Now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. For all those who are on the prayer list.
Maybe with some kind of visualizations, okay? So, would you like to lead the visualization for Medicine Buddha practice? Let's go. All my friends, maybe with short visualization, so then we'll decide Medicine Buddha mantra together, okay? Also, visualization is also good for, I say, keep our attention on single object. So that also benefit. Whenever we try to place our attention on one single object, so we get of course, temporary benefit is like calm mind, peaceful mind. That's the temporary result. Temporary result of keeping our mind or placing our attentions, 100% attention on one single object. Temporary benefit that you that your mind will become peaceful. Then of course that another specific better result is like physical pliancy, mental pliancy. So then so then physical happiness, mental happiness then will be generated by well-balanced body and well-balanced mind, because that you are keeping your 100%, you are placing your 100% attention on one single object, so that's the result. Okay, so there's another benefit. So then, you know, visualizing, of course, the holy object itself also purifies, visualizing single object. Even with the angry mind looking at the holy object, believe or not, it purifies, even with the looking at the holy object with angry mind also purifies. No? It's been said in sutra like that. Even looking at the holy object with angry mind, because of kind of purifies. So then, of course, deliberately visualizing holy object. Can you imagine that? So that is, no, definitely purifies. Okay. Purify the cause of problems, complications. That's what it purifies. In this case, what is called three poisons. Three poisons, there's so much problems occur due to three poisons. What is you know, labeled in this practice as a disease, three types of disease, so anger, attachment, ignorance, three types of disease. So we need to try all our best to heal the disease little by little, little by little, and hope that we will completely eradicate those disease from our life. So that's the hope, but little by little, okay, little by little. Oh. So you visualize on your crown, Medicine Buddha. Dark, bright blue, which is the color of healing energy. Dark blue, bright form of light. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, Over there, here, right there. Holding medicinal plant, which is called Arura, doesn't matter. It's called Arura, but medicinal plant. Left hand meditative positions, holding a bowl. Filled with nectar or amrita. Medicinal amrita, immortality amrita, inexhaustible amrita. So that if it's possible, if you are familiar with the medicine Buddha practice, then you can visualize the rest, talk of that. Rest of the medicine Buddha, talk of that. If not, so then just visualize medicine Buddha itself. So then medicine Buddha dissolved to your crown chakra. So the way it dissolves is not right away. What happened here that you visualize many medicine Buddha right above your crown chakra, so the truth that you visualize the rest of the medicine Buddha. So then you start to recite each name of medicine Buddha, if you remember by heart, recite then. The last one dissolved, no, they're like colored, yellow, if there are three of them yellow. So they dissolve, then you recite a name. Traditionally, you recite it seven times. So then the last one, number seven, dissolve into number six. Number six, you recite the name of the number six, medicine Buddha number six, then dissolve into the fifth. So then you recite each one of them seven times, then right after them it dissolves. So then, you know, it's going to be a little bit complicated, but you visualize that you prostrate, then you like, then you make offerings. Then after that, they say the names. So then they dissolve. That's how it's been traditionally done. So I'm going to shortcut. I'm going to shortcut. Everybody likes shortcut. So the downside that you don't learn the detailed one, you learn the short one. Good side is less complicated. It's very simple, less complicated. It's not that difficult to learn, okay. But you know, not just on your crown chakra, you visualize your relative, family members, relatives, particularly if someone you know who's going through physical difficulty, mental difficulty, you visualize all of them. Because this medicine Buddha practice is minor practice. That's why you try to do that practice with out of bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. In order to get more substance in your practice. So that's why, you know, everything in Mahayana practice, Mahayana tradition is done out of bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. So that's how tradition has been done, okay, one by one. So then you recite the main medicine Buddha's name 7 times. So then after that, the main medicine Buddha, so they dissolve. It sounds like I asked you to visualize, then right away it dissolves. It doesn't, because that's a shortcut. It doesn't happen like that, but that's why I say it doesn't happen like that. Then you recite many medicine of Buddha's name 7 times. Then after that, then many medicine of Buddha dissolve. Yeah, so also it's got kind of complicated, but there's no... supposed to dissolve to the central channels. Also, as Vajrayana tradition, there's some benefit if you're visualizing the medicine Buddha dissolve to the central channels. There's also some benefit there. Anyway, so dissolve, so then. So then all your physical problems, you know, the physical difficulties, the physical complications that are related to your mind, completely purified. Not just you, your family member, your relative, your pet, your friend, you know, and other people whom you all include in your visualization. And according to Maya and the practice, that we should include each and every being. So then medicine Buddha, you know, simultaneously dissolve while your medicine Buddha trouble your crown, dissolve. That's a form of life, dissolve to your crown chakra. Then simultaneously, everybody else on their crown chakra, the medicine Buddha that you've been visualized, dissolve simultaneously. Then purify all the physical sicknesses, all mental difficulties, you know, all kinds of problems that are related to the mind. So then there's all kinds of problems, you know, that are related to the physical body, completely purify. So then if you receive the medicine Buddha initiations, any form of highest yoga tantra initiations, then you are given permission to visualize yourself as the enlightened I don't think you need permissions to visualize yourself as a Buddha. But then there is a Buddha, then Manjushri, all of them, you need some kind of permissions to do. So if you receive Meditative Buddha initiation, then you can visualize immediately when the Meditative Buddha dissolves your crown chakra, so then you yourself become Meditative Buddha. So the center of your heart, then you need to visualize that there's like moon disk. So top of the moon disk, then there's a Meditative Buddha mantra in clockwise, standing clockwise. So then light emitted from that mantra. So then again, the very light that you emitting from you, emitting from the center of your heart through the mantra. So then continuously purify, including this, you know, what you call three poison, disease, anger, attachment, ignorance. Okay, so with that visualizations, then if you do meditation for the practice, so then really get benefit. All right? Yeah. No, if I meditate with a mantra, stands of course, stands are then followed by a mantra.
So let's do 21 mantras. We'll do the first three out loud, and then the last one out loud, and the rest to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata om bekanze, maha bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, Maha pekanze, pekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om pekanze, pekanze, maha pekanze, pekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om pekanze. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. So can we continue with the four measurables, Geshe-la? Is that all right?
Lamala, can you please bring up this longer version of four immeasurable prayers? Longer version. longer version is, I think longer version is good. If you want to meditate on four immeasurables. There are a number of ways, there's a number of ways that one could engage into the practice of four immeasurables. By seeing four immeasurables or hearing somebody say you hear the four immeasurable prayers, or thinking the meaning of four immeasurable prayer, or reflecting the meaning of four immeasurable prayer, then concentrating on the meaning of four immeasurable prayer properly, step by step. It's about the same thing, bodhicitta, practicing bodhicitta by hearing, saying, thinking, or reflecting, then focusing. So that's, if these three things apply each and every practice. So is it possible to bring, did you find? If not, it's okay. No. That's very good.
I don't have it in Spanish, though.
Well, no, the children can talk. The children probably remember by heart, so no problem. There's another wonderful thing about if someone remember by heart, so they don't need a book. So how wonderful it will be, so that each immeasurable comes with four critical points. Pamela, you remember that in English?
Oh.
Or Chukila or Pamela, you remember that each image will come with the four critical points?
Yes, Keshua.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's called in English.
So the first, I've heard you call it the aspiration or the wish.
Yeah,
immeasurable aspiration or wish.
Oh, very good, immeasurable wish. For sake of practice, I think it's also good to remember immeasurable wish, isn't it?
Then the second, immeasurable prayers. And then the third is immeasurable extraordinary compassion. And then the last, immeasurable request.
Immeasurable request. In English, the word, they're just word request. In Tibetan, it's called sondep. So what that means, like basically you're asking a blessing to able to do that, And not just asking one time. Countless times you're asking to bless, able to do that. Okay, so this is the something that if you are very much into meditation on loving kindness, compassion, so that's something to look into. Okay, so this will serve as a guided meditation for you to meditate on loving kindness and compassion. and joys. Okay? So then we will say one time, how many times you say somewhere? Three times?
Yes, we usually say it three times.
Okay, yeah. Three times, please, then with the reflections of the meaning of the prayer itself, okay?
How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from hatred and attachment, not holding some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. I myself will bless them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this.
So that deity depends on individual persons. Deity varies based on individual practice. Some of you may choose your main deity as a Chaitasik, Manjushri, Tara, then, you know, Gya Samaja, Chakra Sambhava, Hiraba Chakra Sambhava, the Yamantaka, you know, it varies based on individual person, okay? And whatever deity you practice, you do.
How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness and the causes of happiness. May they have happiness and its cause. I myself will cause them to have these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering and its cause. May they be free of suffering and its cause. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its cause. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from hatred and attachment, not holding some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness and the causes of happiness. May they have happiness in its cause. I myself will cause them to have these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering in its cause. May they be free of suffering in its cause. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering in its cause. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from hatred and attachment, not holding some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness in the causes of happiness. May they have happiness in its cause. I myself will cause them to have these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering and its cause. May they be free of suffering and its cause. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its cause. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Wonderful. So this now longer version of four images of prayer we just said, this order is laid down based on solely the purpose of practice. That's why you see equanimity in the very first, very beginning of the prayer is equanimity. This order is solely laid down on purpose of the practice. Usually equanimity come last when we just say so that when you see the equanimity in the very last, that order is not as is not the order when you put into practice. So then you may wonder what is that order. So I have no answer. So maybe it's like De jure is probably it sounds better that way if you say equanimity last, that probably sounds better. It's more like as a not sure how to say De jure like for the sake of the word, or is that order sounds better than saying equanimity first than the rest. You know, maybe this in Tibet is called Debjur, or maybe that's the purpose of Debjur, like there's a better way to word it like that. If you say equanimity last, that's probably better. How is the way to word it? How you say word? Yeah. So the longer version that we just said, that's like order is based on practice. So now you may be wondering like then how one should meditate on loving kindness, compassion, how? So the longer versions just describe like this four critical mindset that one should have when you do this practice. Not sure what happened. So now, how to meditate on that? So you create situations. You create situations in your mind. You create situations. Nowadays, probably you don't need to create situations because you just simply need to remember the situations. Situations like that, someone. Who's you can create the situation, somebody who does not have any happiness at all, you can create situation, something like that. Don't just look on in your room where you live. There are, I'm not sure, like 6 billion human beings. I'm not talking of animals, 6 billion human beings that live on this planet. There are many of them. You can just, there's nothing wrong here. No, everything's fine. Not like that. No. When you try to create the situations. Recently, the situations, situations that's created by this virus, it's just like that. Even though the loved one, close one, very much wish to give some comfort, you can't, you cannot. Cannot even go closer to that being who are sick. Ultimately, we are so uptight with this life, and we are thinking so tightly on this life. We all do, we all do. It's not just you, we all do. Even though loved one, close one, very much wish to be there to give some comfort, you can't because of the situation. So that's what I mean. Create some kind of situations. So that's how you meditate on loving kindness. So then you... Someone who has almost no happiness. And that's the situation you create in order to meditate on love, loving kindness. So then you create another situation that someone has so much problems, so much difficulty, so much problems. So then you create that situation, then you try to meditate on compassion. I'm not just making this up, so that's what Zapatri Rinpoche suggests. In order to meditate. Of course, Zapatri Rinpoche, Nyingma Lama, from the Kham region, so the wonderful, highly realized individual beings, Zapatri Rinpoche suggests, in order to meditate on loving kindness, compassion, that we need to create situations. So then we need to think about the situations again and again till you really feel. Till you really feel something that you feel, till you feel sympathy, empathy. Till you feel something for that being that in the situation that you are thinking about. There's no shortage of that, especially nowadays, there's so many of that. So maybe there will be probably some sort of physical reactions, like goosebumps, tears coming down your face. These are physical reactions of like meditation or loving kindness. That means now you're feeling something, that your meditation has some substance. Like that. Okay, so you create a situation. So I've been asking make some stories. That's what I mean, make some stories. That's exactly what I mean to know. So you just create the situations, so then you meditate. And that's exactly. So then when you come out of that meditation, it's not like that, then you are, it's not like, then you may worry, maybe I'm going to get depressed. No. Third, joy. Your heart is going to fill with joy. The result of meditating on loving kindness and compassion, the result will be your heart will be filled with joy. Joy as a result. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling something in your heart, if you are feeling something, so that means that meditation is becoming productive. Meditation is productive. That's how you tell whether your meditation becomes productive or not. So then once you start to feel something in your heart, oh yeah, so that's how you meditate on loving kindness, compassion, okay? Well, you can do it as a group, you can do it as an individual, yourself. So then you have less and less anger in your heart, you have less and less anger, so anger will be subdued. Because the love is like a fire. Anger is like log or firewood. Anger is like firewood. The love is like fire. So then the fire will burn the firewood, turn into ashes. So that's power of love is considered as a fire. So then the firewood is like anger. So then there will be less firewood. Maybe not the best for the winter time, but you do need firewood. So then, of course, the compassion is important. In the healing process, then we do need compassion. Without compassion, the healing will be difficult. It will be very difficult. So compassion is like the beginning is very important. In the middle is very important. After when you get enlightened, the compassion is very important. The compassion needs. So then, what prayer that we left already done?
We have the two mantras.
Yeah, we'll get the mantra. So that's just, how is it? Suggestions given by Zapata Rinpoche. If some of you are there, want to meditate on loving kindness, compassion, then Zapata Rinpoche suggests create situations for your meditation. So that's how it needs to be done. Okay. Situation, the being in the situation can be just animal, doesn't have to be human. Can be anything. Can be your pet. Or can be deer that trying to stand up on icy leg, not able to stand on, each time trying to stand up, it kind of slips, So that's that kind of situation. That doesn't have to be human. The being in the situation could be anything. Could be your own family members, could be your children, your parents. Could be anything, okay. Just need to create situations. That's how Zapata Rinpoche suggests. That's how the meditation on loving kindness, compassion should be done. Create a situation, then focus on that till you feel something, empathy, sympathy. Maybe there will be physical reaction, the goosebumps, the tears. So the result is going to be joy. It's not going to be depression. No need to worry about that. Oh yeah, then so there's something I can do, there's something you can do. Whatever I can do, you can do. Whatever Shakyamuni Buddha has done, you can do the same thing, same thing. Why? We all possess Buddha nature. That's why. Buddha nature. Why the nature of sky is not inseparable with cloud? Believing in that, or nature of sky is inseparable with the cloud, that's called ignorance. That's called ignorance. Oh, I'm dead. That idea is ignorance. Ignorance. There are no valid base to support that idea. It's just pure ignorance. It's just your thinking. It's your thinking. It's ignorance. You know, or like, nature of mind, anger. They are separate. They are not inseparable. When you think my life and anger is inseparable, ignorance. That's called ignorance. It's ignorance. There's no valid base to support that. That's why it's called ignorance, because there's no valid base to support that idea. It's pure ignorance. So then, of course, believing that, that's second layer of ignorance, second layer of ignorance. So then leading your life with that ignorance is almost like blind leading blind. Then there's a lot of risks. The blind is blind, there's not risk. That's not how the people or animal who cannot see lead them, that you probably need to see where you go. If you can see, you can lead. There's risk. Believing something that negative. I'm talking about nature. I'm talking about human nature, your nature. Believing that is something negative, that's called ignorance, because there's no valid base to support that idea. It's just your idea based on stories that make this mistake, that mistake, this mistake, you know, like, you can't say if you use one piece of dishes. So after you use, then we, what we call is like dirty dish, we label as a dirty dish. If you think, oh, that nature of that dish is dirty, that's ignorance, that's just your thinking. That means you are saying, indirectly you are saying, oh, that dish cannot be clean. That's what, indirectly, that's what you're saying. Does that sound right? No, that doesn't sound right. That sounds incorrect, because that dish can be clean. So that all the things that are on the dish, based on that, then you label that dish as not clean. Doesn't mean that you believe that dish is naturally dirty, that you can clean. So that's ignorance. Ignorance, there's no valid base to support this idea. It's just your idea. That's what you believe. Maybe that's what you taught to believe. Buddha taught us to analyze. Buddha doesn't taught us to believe in certain things. Buddha taught us to analyze. Then accept. When you reach aha moment, when you reach aha moment, that is how you say in English, when you reach aha moment, then you accept. You know, you may be taught, or somebody told you that you are evil. But believing in that, first person who's saying, telling you you're evil, that's ignorance. Then you believing in that, that's a second layer of ignorance. There's no valid base to support that idea. Of course, they make mistake here and there. Negative story that ties with our life is like, let's say it's like aluminium. How do you say aluminium?
Aluminum.
Aluminium. Yeah, something like that. Aluminium or aluminium. Myself. You understand what I'm trying to say? So that very aluminium, if you make it, how do you say, if you make it one piece, make it like one piece, if you make it like round.
In a ball.
If you make it like shape of like ball, that will sink. If you put it in the water, that will sink. But that piece of aluminium is like negative story of part of our life. It doesn't have, you don't have to sink. That doesn't have to be sink. You can make it completely flat. Then in order to sink, it will float, it will float. What that means, first believing that you possess Buddha natures. You, not just believing that, that's a reality. That's a fact. It's not believing that. Do you believe that you can say something nice? I don't think there's anybody out there that believes that I cannot say a nice thing. That's like, that's not true. That's not true. You could say a nice thing. That's not true. Oh, why you can say a nice thing? You are possessed Buddha nature. That's why. Your pure nature, your true nature is pure. That's why you could say more nice things and less negative things. You could do that. Why this true nature is pure, Buddha nature, because of that. So the negative story that ties with our life, you don't have to sink with that negative story. You can purify that. You can purify. You can clean. If you don't like to see dirty dishes in your sink, what do? You clean them. Clean them, you know. That's what we do. We use our wisdom, then we clean them. Same thing. If you feel like your mind is kind of get dirty, you clean them. How? You purify them. With strong regret. Out of four power, the more important power is regret. Same as sleep, could go either way, could become negative, could become positive, could become just neutral. Well, I say, out of like 54 mental factors, out of them, four of them is like, as it's almost like transition lens. When you go outside, it becomes dark. When you come inside, it becomes... Anyway, sleep could become, there's possibility sleep may become negative. There's also possibilities sleep could become positive. Same like regret. Regretting towards something negative is positive. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative. That's why regret can be both positive and negative. If you regret that you help someone that's negative. If you regret that you are not able to help someone, that's positive. So regret out of four power, when you try to purify, out of four power, the regret is the most important one. Wow. So then not to repeat same negative stories that ties with your life, that kind of like drowns you down, that kind of bring you down. So then set up your own happiness, not repeat that again, next second, next minute, next hour, or maybe next day. I think that's how you rise and shine. In Buddhist practice, that's how you rise and shine. That's how you rise and shine. So, you know, like, same like lotus flowers. It doesn't grow in very clear water. It grows in the muddy water, in the muddy water. But when it grows very pure. See. Bringing down your whole life with a negative story that ties with your life, that is like first of all, that's unskillful. Then ignorance too. That's also ignorance. That's also ignorance. Ignorance. Yeah, when we don't like certain things, we redecorate, we move things, we clean things. Yeah, the process is not, you know, like lifting things, moving things here and there, cleaning. Generally speaking, it's not fun. It's fun. Is this fun? But when it's done, do you feel good? We need to focus more on the results. So then, you know, so that's what we do. You feel good, yeah. Same thing, when you clean your life, you will feel good. You are not going to feel bad, you are going to feel good. Very important, no? Regret, no regret. We don't need to go down with our negative action. We don't need to go down. We don't need to go down. You could still, there's still possibility you could rise and shine. Oh, don't ever say that I'm not able to say one nice word. That's not true. That's not true. Not true. Don't ever just say, oh, I cannot think something good. Not true. Not true. That's what you believe. That's called ignorance. Why is it called ignorance? There's no valid base to support that idea. That's why it's called ignorance. It's not wisdom, it's ignorance. Purify, you know, purify. Every practice you do, whether that's level as a purification practice or not, it purifies. Every practice that you do, whether it's level as a purification practice or not, it purifies. No. The practice is not like a Western culture, everything structures. Practice is not like that. It's not like that. Or Manapeneho, yes, purifies. Purifies. Whether that's level as a purification practice or not, no. Okay, so then as I said, you know, practice is not that difficult. It's easy. So we do, even though you can't think of all things, just to help yourself, you need to practice. Just to help yourself, you need to practice. You know, you need to practice. You are not going to feel good by doing nothing. That's impossible. How are you going to feel good doing nothing? Impossible. You could feel something good doing something. And as I said, you know, being consistent, you know, being consistent. When you're going to practice, you're physically fine, all organs are working well, this is the perfect time to practice. There will be no another perfect time. This is the perfect time. You have all the conditions that you need it. If you don't practice, that's great loss. That's great loss. We have no clue how much it takes to have all these conditions that needed to do your practice peacefully. How much it takes. No clue. It takes a lot of practice to have this, all the conditions that you need in order to begin practice very peacefully. When you look at animals in the wild, even there while they're eating, they're constantly looking worried that somebody's going to eat them, kill them. We don't have to do that. We don't have to check constantly who's going to kill. No. This is the perfect time. If you want to create any merit, this is the perfect time. If you have all the conditions that you needed in order to help yourself, liberate yourself from the samsara, this is the perfect time. You have all the conditions that you needed. So then if you don't try, then it's not good. It's a great loss. What I'm saying is a great loss. Doesn't mean you have to sit down hours and hours every single day. No, I don't mean like that. There's many different ways you can practice. This boat needs to move. You can't just sit and look at the lake like, oh, there are so many alligators inside the lake. So there are these, you can move, you need to move, you can move. This boat is equipped to cross the lake. You should maybe like, not like 1 foot, 2 feet, maybe at least 1 inch a day, inch a day. So that's why last few slides I said, don't just say I love myself or I'm thinking of self-love, self-compassion, self-respect. Practically, you do nothing. You do nothing. It's just mere word. Just mere word. You're just talking about self-love, self-compassion. You don't have compassion. You don't have love for yourself. You don't have compassion. Because if you really have love and compassion to yourself, what do you do? The question is, what do? You need to do something. All the time, feeling bad, feeling down, all of that, that's not helping. That doesn't sound like self-compassion or self-love. So that's why I've been saying, you have to have faith in this boat. You have to have faith. You have to have faith that you are capable. You have to have faith. You could be happy. You could be happier. You could be happier. You could be happy. If not now, then when? If not now, when? Will you be happier? Some part of the remote side of Nepal, you make $1.50 a day with hard physical labor. Will you be happy? Will you be less complain? No, probably not. Contentment. Otherwise, in Buddhism, the rich defined based on contentment and satisfaction. That's how the rich was defined, based on satisfaction and contentment, and not based on how much you possess. Yeah, how much you need, ask probably much as possible. That's exactly what you need, much as possible. You know, will you be satisfied making? You used to make like $1.50 a day. Now, are you satisfied? You are now making $10. Are you satisfied? Probably not. No. Yeah. You know. So just please, all my friends, think about what condition you need in order to do some practice. What condition better than this? None. You have food to eat. You have living in the house. Nobody's bombing. There's no war. You don't practice now. When you're going to practice? When? The question is when. If you don't feel good now, when you're going to feel good? When? What you need in order to feel good? So that's called analytical meditation. Analytical meditation. You need to analyze. You know? So then eventually you'll feel that your life was very much blessed by your practice, that you feel. And you often, sometimes you say, oh, my life was very much blessed by this practice. My life is very much blessed. And I feel fortunate, you know. Then I feel great that I'm mentally doing something to benefit each and every sentient being. I feel great. I feel good. I feel good about myself. So then I feel like there's some hope. I feel like there's some hope. Hope, you know. Even this life, many more lives in the future. Oh. Yeah, nobody has perfect story. Nobody. Chaitanya Buddha, before he gets enlightened, does he have like perfect story? No, nobody has perfect story. Milarepa's very famous practitioner, very famous meditator, renowned meditator, does he have perfect stories before he become great meditator? No. Milarepa did kill many people, including his own relatives, uncle and aunt. Milarepa doesn't have perfect stories. Why you are thinking that you have no hope? Why you are thinking that? Why? What kind of theory, valid theory or philosophy that's supposed to be ideal? Why you think like that? Why? Why you think there's no hope? Why you think there's no hope? Maybe you are just solely focusing on negative side of the world. That's why you may feel like there's no hope. Maybe you are not thinking about, not focusing on the positive side. Yeah, the question is why you think that you have no chance. Why you think that? Why? Nobody's life has perfect stories, including Milarepa, who kills his own aunt and uncle, has hope, has chance. Why do you think you have no chance? Why? You know, every day we could do something. This is the perfect conditions. If not the perfect, but the best conditions that we have, best conditions. During eating, you don't need to constantly check who's going to hunt you, who's going to eat you. It's not like that. Or therefore, you've been given your previous life, giving you this precious human life as a wonderful gift. So now you are begging to this life. Don't just say, oh, self-love, self-respect, self-compassion. Don't just say. No. Beg this life not to throw off the cliff. You can't push up. Don't throw this off the cliff. How you do that? Negative speech, negative mind, negative actions. That's how you throw. That's how you throw yourself off the cliff. Positive speech, positive thought, positive physical action. That's how you push up. Don't say that I cannot do, I cannot say a nice thing. Not true, not true. Ignorance, not true. Not true. Don't say, oh, I cannot think anything good. Not true, not true, not true. When you, people that usually say, I'm not buying it. How you say? I'm not buying it. Shakyamuni Buddha is not buying that. When you say, I can think good, even though you have something to say, Shakyamuni Buddha is not buying it. It's like, it's unthinkable thing to say. It's unthinkable thing to say, I can't say a nice thing. Not true. Not true. So absolutely not true. I can't think of anything good or absolutely not true. Not true. Why? Possess Buddha nature. That's why. Your pure nature is pure. Your ultimate nature is pure. That's why. Yes, you can't. It's not true. It's not true because of that. It's not true. So that kind of sums up three draw, body, speech, and mind. Three draw. If you really love yourself, respect, self-compassion, you need to guard this three draw continuously. Need to be consistent with the guarding the three doors. Make sure nothing negative comes in, nothing negative goes out. You need to firmly guard the three doors. Think of your own happiness. If you become happier, there will be a ripple of positive impact on other people's life. The people like to be around with you because you seem like nice your energy, have nice energy, nice spirit, you are always kind of like positive. Good things, it's good things. So whatever ways that we can do that, we must do that. So that is called practice. Even though you don't sit down like this, that's called practice. We need to understand meaning of practice. Meaning of practice. To live this life well. What that means? Best contribute. If not, at least restrain. Fundamentally, as I said in many times, fundamentally, you look at other persons. That other persons, I said this many times, important. We have to say this, it's not probably enough. You need to say it again and again, again, till you feel something, till you really understood in your deep down your heart. Every single person on this planet, whether you agree or disagree, culturally, traditionally, based on religion, culture, tradition, color, whatever the reason might be, every single person on this planet looking for every single second happiness. So that's the fundamental things. That's the fundamental things. So now based on that reality, you precisely calculate your approach to others. Be kind, other person will appreciate. Be mean, nobody. Even animal, your own pet, you try to mean, they're not going to come close. They sense you are not happy, you're angry. That whether we can exchange ourselves with others or not, that's the big practice to tackle. That's not easy practice, exchanging oneself with others. But just having a knowledge or realizations Once you become obstacle for what they're looking for every single second, you become enemy. That person is not going to be happy. Same thing, if somebody else do that to you, you are not going to be happy. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. Now the question arises, then what I should do if somebody is being unreasonable? Buddha said that you are not a tree, you can move. If you are a tree, you are stuck on the ground, you can move. You don't have to be there. Or you can practice. You can apply antidote if you've been thinking daily basis, how I'm going to approach if somebody is being unreasonable, miserable, unreasonable, how I'm going to approach. And you're just saying the word again and again, that you've been thinking. Maybe you can apply antidote there, sticking with the object that's being unreasonable, miserable. If not, then avoid. You can go somewhere else. As I said, teaching is pure. There's no questions. I'm not talking about people who preach the teaching. I'm talking about teaching itself is pure. It's been pure 2,500 years ago. It's still pure now. It's going to be pure. Well, teaching will protect. It will protect. Four immeasurable meditation of four immeasurable will protect you. That protection all depend on how we do in daily basis, how we do daily basis. So that's why daily practice is important, not just necessary, it's very important, daily practice. Very important to shape our life, very important, daily practice. Consistence with the practice is important. Size of the football field, you are thinking to walk on that field, but that field is filled with foam. Now you are sitting there thinking to walk on that field, two choices. Either you can find enough material that cover whole field, you can walk on there barefoot without hurting yourself. One option. Or you can simply wear shoes, walk on that. There's two choices. The same thing. But which one you choose. I'm not just making this up. Shantideva said, Master Shantideva said to all of us, not just to me, all of us. Yeah, it's all boys and that's why Gishigeli keeps saying, it's not like I don't believe that you don't understand. I do believe you understand. But my question is, do we get it? Including myself. Not just understand. Do we really get it? What they're trying to say? I'm not thinking that you don't understand. What I'm repeating that is like, Do we have awareness? Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware? That's the question. Otherwise, you know. So that's why Gishigiri keeps saying again and again, positive speech, positive mindset, the three actions, positive, think something good, you will feel good. When you feel good, you do good things. Kind of sums up. Yeah, need to think good. You can't feel good about thinking something negative. As I said, Buddha taught four noble truths. First truth is truth of suffering. Are you getting some benefit reflecting on that? Maybe you're supposed to get some benefit. If not, so then you know it's like just depressing. Yeah, of course it's depressing, thinking about suffering is depressing. So then you should not think about that. If you're getting some benefit, then you know, of course you must think. Okay? So anyway, so much been said. So anyway, each and every one of us, we have moral responsibility to take care of this life. We have moral responsibility. Your happiness is your responsible. You are responsible, you are morally responsible to liberate yourself from the suffering. That's your moral responsibility that you could do, and you could do it well. You could do it well. Even though somebody you know, killed their relatives, they could do well. Of course, why think they can do well? You could do well. Okay? So maybe now time is over?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Yeah. So then I will let you go. So thank you for coming. So, including myself, all my friends, you and me, every day we try. That's all we can do. We try. Try to be optimistic. Okay, so not about just this life. You can believe this life could benefit many more lives in the future. Be optimistic. That's the way to rise and shine. All right? Oh yeah. Yeah, alhamdulillah, so dedication.
May all beings everywhere make friends of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer to evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. All medicine effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great decision, who spread the teaching on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much and have a wonderful weekend. Please be safe and well.
Thank you, Keshla.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Keshla.
Thank you, Keshla.
Thank you, Keshla.
Gracias, Keshla.